Spoken Media, circa 2003. I choose to listen for the rhythm in our breathing choices. I choose to hear the suffering beneath the hate, insecurities we all feel, a crowded Q train as we cross the bridge and glance over at our missing skyline. All this talk of the big bad media, the official encyclopedia of his black-white, good-evil story, full of holes unspoken, worldviews unbroken, as we still stand united and fighting against. United against. Skinny, beautiful images of studio realities, shocking stories of hyped moralities like 13 Israeli soldiers killed on the front page of the New York Times. Back on page 18, 100 Palestinians killed during the same time. Whose story is being told? Whose story is being sold? 10 o'clock blues. Yes, we are a generation raised on media, an image nation that sees the slanted views, the many truths, and yeah, buys sweatshop shoes. Boycott culture tells me not Nike, not Gap, not Starbucks. Anti, but what should I buy? See, resistance is a powerful word. We say refuse and resist. And so we resist the media, we resist the corporations, we resist the terrorists, the president. But somehow the big bad they persists, seems almost growing in its power to exist. And in some way, maybe we like our enemy, big, bad, and evil, because then we are clearly the good, the righteous, the justified in this cycle of blame and hate and violence. Good, evil, wrong, right, man, woman, gay, straight, you see, this divided dichotomy doesn't work for me. Of course there's more than two sides, more than truth or lies in these emerging stories of our connected lives. And somehow the machine churns on. And so as the machine churns on, I ask, what's it really going to take for a breakthrough? Is there a global market for a conscious America? Because I'm thinking multiplicity, polyamory, I'm thinking diverse democracy and omnisexuality. I'm thinking it's time we take the spoken word to the visual memory of our glazed masses, fill our half-empty televised glasses with 100% reality. We've already got the digital webs of mind shifting, fingers typing, and files bouncing around post-Napster networks that share music and media in these times where authentic language is still struggling to be heard. Along with poems, we need to speak images like words, photos like phrases, make our audio visual to cure the cultural diseases. Write new systems that construct collective wisdom, connect waterways of thought like an economic aqueduct. Yes, we need to make billboards and digital theaters. We gotta rhyme and value and figures. Distribute commercials that break through, that interrupt this message, and inspire not only our friends, but our parents. Because when our profits are pawned through industries that divide wealth, invest in the stealth, we gotta make systems with integrity of self. The voices spoken, feedback given to the ones who wrote them, money and health to the folks who've been broken. Yes, I choose to listen for the rhythm in our breathing choices. I choose to hear the suffering beneath the hate, the missing pieces of mom or dad, insecurities we all feel, the love that is real, that seems hard to express on a crowded Q train. Cross the bridge and glance over at our missing skyline.